My blessed Christians, today is Sunday, a day of joy, the resurrectional day, the first day of the week. It is the day of the Lord Jesus who rose for us in order to raise us up on the last day at his second coming. It is a Christian obligation, the duty of every Orthodox Christian, on this day to be in his Orthodox Church, there where he was reborn through holy baptism and became a child of God the Father and an heir of his kingdom. Every morning on weekdays, the streets are full. People go out to fulfill their duty to work. On Sunday, the streets are empty. Few, very few go to fulfill their duty of worship or attend church. It is sad, deeply sad, because without attending church and participating in the mysteries, a Christian gradually grows cold in soul. He grows cold. He falls into numbness, so that his absence from the duty of worship makes no impression on him at all. By contrast, when it comes to work, there we see eagerness and an exact keeping of duty. And yet it is a sacred and holy and saving duty of every Orthodox Christian on the holy day of the resurrection, on Sunday, to come with love to Christ in the church and to listen to the divine words with catenixis, with compunction, and in sacred silence. My blessed Christians love the holy church, where the light of Christ shines and illumines every heart and soul that is open to receive it. This light is gladsome and serene, for it springs from the mystery that is celebrated upon the holy table. It is the true light that illumines every man who comes into the world. The true light is Christ, for he said, "I am the light of the world. He who believes in me shall never die. But I will raise him up on the last day." Come to the church of light and of serenity. Come, and in prayer, lay down all your problems in the light of the Orthodox Church, and they will find an enlightened solution. Every Sunday is a resurrection. The resurrection is our great hope. In one hymn, the myrrh-bearing women ask, "Who has stolen from us our hope? Christ." And we ask the modern world, which, despite its apparent happiness, lives in gloom and melancholy, "Has your hope been stolen from you? Have lack of faith, materialism, and the worship of the flesh stolen from you the hope of the resurrection?" The resurrection is the rising of the sun. Death is a setting, not an annihilation. When a person closes his eyes in death, he sets like the sun. He does not disappear or pass into nothingness, as nihilists and materialists claim. He sets below the horizon of this life and immediately rises into the horizon of the life to come, which is more beautiful and radiant, an unending day that knows no evening and never grows dark. What we regard as a sunset is the sweet dawning of daybreak. It is the sunrise of eternity. The sun has risen, the darkness and the clouds are dispersed. Souls, fear no more. Never ever let yourselves reach the setting, the flickering out, the despair. No, no despair. For every problem there are solutions. For every sin there is forgiveness. Do not close the windows of your soul to the sun of the resurrection. Judas closed them, and he despaired, and he took his own life. By contrast, Peter fell into the great sin of denial, yet he left his soul half open. Great care is needed when tribulations and pain surround us. Beware of despair, for after the setting of tribulation of sorrow, be sure that the sun of joy and hope will rise, a sun that warms the heart so deeply and drives away the darkness of the various discontents and evils that were born of sin and of our estrangement from God, the sun that scatters and puts to flight the devil's black clouds of despair and desperation. Like a roaring lion, the devil seeks, hunts, and runs about, looking for someone to devour. Every demon and passion and sin is a savage beast. They lie in wait to find us idle and careless, so as to take us captive and hand us over to hell through sin. The beasts hold sway in the darkness of night, but the sun rises and they hide. They cower deep in their dens. Savage beasts have wanted to make war on Christ and on Christianity, but they toiled in vain. They were forced to hide, to retreat into the caves of their own ideology. Of their ideology. See how the sun of the resurrection scattered them. They vanished when the sun arose. If tens of thousands of soldiers standing on a mountaintop can command the sun to halt and prevent it from rising, then thousands of unbelievers will likewise be able to prevent the dawning of the resurrection. The sun advances, calm and unhindered, until it reaches its high noon, and the sun of the resurrection, our Christ advances through history undaunted, past the roaring of hidden beasts, past the spitting of foolish atheists. And what happens when the sun rises? The cockcrow, the crowing of the rooster is heard. The crowing of the rooster is heard. The sun of the resurrection has risen. The rooster of faith, the voice of love, Christians, the proclamation of the resurrection is sounding forth. The first cockcrow announcing the resurrection was heard from the angel clothed in white. You seek Jesus the crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. Faith in the resurrection means proclamation, confession of the resurrection. Christ is risen. Awake, O souls. Do not let the sleep of sin and death lull you. Rejoice. Your church going today and always is a proclamation and confession of the Lord Jesus, the God-man. To the risen Christ be glory and honor unto the ages of ages. Amen.